So first, you're going to post a video, post every single day. You want to make sure that you have a call to action, how to take the next step to get a free resource from you. The third step is to deliver that free resource to their email address. Then you're going to deliver that sample. And when you deliver that sample, you are going to invite them to a live event. And you're going to make sure they come to that live event because you've now got their email address. The fifth step is to offer the live event. And in that live event, you're going to offer the course or the membership, whatever online program you have, give them a time sensitive offer that they can sign up for during that live event. And then you've just turned that scroller into a sale that then gets to change their life and grow your business too.
Here at Kajabi, we're known for one thing, helping everyday people like you build successful businesses online. With our simple all-in-one platform, we've paved the way for over 100,000 people to create 300,000 products and collectively earn over $3.9 billion in revenue. And the Creators Playbook podcast is here to inspire, educate, and empower you to do the same. So unlike other podcasts that highlight the glory stories of today's most successful entrepreneurs, we're bringing you the real stories from real people who have created real success to give you the advice and playbook you need to succeed in today's digital marketplace. So if you're someone who's looking to start an online business, then allow us to be the first to welcome you home to the Kajabi family.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Creators Playbook podcast. Thank you for joining us today. I'm really excited to be spending some time with my friend Nicole Burke, owner and founder of Gardenary and Wildly Co. She's been a customer with Kajabi for many, many, many years. I think it was 2017. Is that what you said, Nicole? 2017?
That's right. It's a long time ago.
Yes, yes. Which means that you are like, you've probably been with us since prior to even like the Kajabi that exists today was around. Is that, were you like on one of the older iterations?
Oh yeah. I don't even think you guys had like live chat at that time.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking like dinosaur ages for Kajabi back then.
I love it. I love it.
It was still good back then though. I loved it even in 2017. It was awesome.
Amazing. Well, as I was saying just a moment before, it feels like this is just a long overdue conversation, but very excited to just start off this conversation with, I guess, a little bit of a heads up for all of our listeners. We're going to be talking about Nicole's strategies for growing an audience, a social audience organically. So this is going to be some really, really, really good stuff. I'm excited to put this to use in my own entrepreneurial endeavors. So I will be listening, I guess, just as excited as hopefully all of our listeners are to take advantage of some of your learnings over the year. But let's just get started with just a elevator pitch style, who you are and what you do.
Yeah. So I founded Gardenary in 2017. We're on a mission to make gardening ordinary for everybody. And we do that by teaching people how to garden. It's not that hard and you don't have to have a green thumb. We have a three-step system that teaches people to garden first with leaves, then with roots, and then with fruit. And we do it through online courses and books and live experiences. And then we also certify gardeners around the country and across the world to be gardenary consultants, and they will come into your space and teach you how to garden and actually set up a gardenary style garden for you. So I started in 2017. We are six plus years in so far, and I've gotten to write two books, Kitchen Garden Revival and Leaves, Roots, and Fruit. And last year, based on what I'm going to talk to you about today, we went crazy with short form video, and I had so much crazy success with it that I started a second company called Wildly, and Wildly helps small business owners grow their business through wild organic growth, mostly through short form video.
Exciting stuff. And actually just even just focusing in on the first portion of your business, I jokingly, like I've, well, actually not even jokingly, I have two brown thumbs. I can't grow anything.
How we all start, Jared.
I don't believe it. Like I managed to kill I finally, when I was younger, I bought a cactus because I'm like, I can keep a cactus alive if anything. And one of my friends came over with his little brother and accidentally knocked it out the window. And even my cactus died. So do you have an answer for that if you're that bad?
Well, I mean, that's your friend's fault. Don't put that on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like that was a sign that you needed a new friend, not that you're not a gardener. You know, he kicked your cactus out the window.
I felt like a poor plant parent.
We kill a lot of plants on the way to growing them, right? It's just like, it's a skill. And that's what Kajabi is so good at, right? Is showing us how we can learn almost anything if we have a good teacher and we have a good system. And unfortunately, we lost gardening. Gardening was a skill that pretty much every human being had, you know, a century ago. And then over the last few decades, we got further and further from the garden, from the concept I teach, which is the kitchen garden. And it's just a garden right outside your back door that you harvest from almost every day. And, grocery stores became more prevalent, shipping food, like we just really changed the way that we do food, especially in America. And so if you grew up like me, I didn't know where my food came from. I didn't even know like that carrots grew underground, you know? And so it's not our fault. That's what I tell everybody. You know, it's not your fault. It's a skill that you didn't grow up seeing, but it's something that I think we're literally made to do it. I mean, if you like to eat, then you will like to garden, because gardening will give you the best, freshest, most delicious food you've ever tasted. So everyone starts with a brown thumb. I killed all the plants I grew first. And it's like any other thing, like, you know, you got to take a lot of shots before you make it into the basket. And it's the same thing with plants.
Well, I feel like you're going to have to hold me back from all of the growing references here that I'm going to drop in with my dad.
It's okay. Garden puns accepted.
Okay. Good. I'm glad I'm in good company. I'm going to try to keep myself in check.
Yeah, Jared. Kale. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, let's just dig into 2017. I don't recall, because I'm not very good on the social stuff, which is why I'm going to be such a big listener to everything that you're sharing today. But did Instagram even exist in 2017?
I know, right? I don't think I was a Luddite before I started my business. I didn't even have a smartphone until 2014. So, I was a flip phone girl and didn't even know what social media was. And then when I started my business, I had a service-based business that I started first in 2015. And my cousin, who's 6 years younger than me, she was like, Nicole, there's this thing called Instagram. You got to get on Instagram for your business. And I'm like, that has nothing to do with a gardening business. And she showed me a few accounts and I was like, okay, I'll try it. And I'm so thankful to her because, I mean, that changed my business. So yes, in 2015, I started just posting photos on Instagram, and my first company is called Rooted Garden. So I would post every time I'd set up a garden, work with a client. And then in 2017, when I joined Kajabi and moved to have also an online business, Instagram, it wasn't video yet. They had just added stories. So like kind of a Snapchat type feature where you could, you know, show yourself on video and stories, and they would disappear every 24 hours. And I think you could do video, but it definitely wasn't like it is now with Reels. It was, you know, just a little, you know, you could slip a video into that square that they used to use. Back in the dark old ages.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could share a little bit more about what was the driver for you in terms of taking your offline business, either in whole or in part, online.
Yeah. So I'm a mom of four kids. They are about 4.5 years apart from one another. And so I started my business so I could be home with them when they're home. And I started that in 2015, had great success. I started with $400 and grew it to a six-figure business in 1 year and had so much fun. I was creating gardens all over my city, getting to work with some fantastic people. I got through year two, so all of 2016, and then spring of 2017, I was crazy busy. I'm talking like just wheels off busy, like taking care of my kids, but also I just had so many new clients, which was a wonderful problem to have. But I found myself in the ER. It was the spring season. I had been putting in garden after garden, and actually had a kidney infection, I think, and couldn't get well from it. Like I remember calling my installer. I had a garden to install that morning, and I couldn't get my head off the pillow. And it was a wake up call for me that I was stretching myself too thin, and that some things were going to have to change in my business. And also that it was kind of like a fork in the road. Like I could go really big with my physical service business. I could hire a team, get trucks, you know, start to hire other supervisors and things like that for all these projects I was doing, or I could keep my business basically the size that it was and grow in another way. And both avenues, I think, would have been great. But for me at that time, especially the age of my kids and the schedule I wanted to keep, I was like, I don't think I'm the truck kind of girl. And I had been listening to Brené Brown, and she introduced me to Marie Forleo, and Marie Forleo introduced me to the idea of online business. And so I studied that summer. I took off like a month and a half and drove my kids. We went all the way to Charlottesville, Virginia, and just had a great 2 or 3 weeks just offline, not working, spending time with my family. And I listened to a course all about creating a course. And I was like, I could take this system that I've built, and I had a passion that was really big. Like I had a mission and a vision that was bigger than just the gardens I was getting to do, but it was even bigger than the city I was living in. You know, I was like, I'm that kind of person where I don't do anything unless I can do it intensively, you know? And so as I started, I'm like, this is so good. Like I should do this all over my city. Like, this is so good. This needs to go beyond my city. And so when I listened to the course about, you know, creating online courses, I was like, this is a way I could replicate my system and replicate myself. I don't have to buy trucks. I don't have to hire a huge staff. And I can take exactly what I'm doing and replicate it and replicate myself and make this vision happen in a very simple way right from my living room. And so, I was going to the ER about 3 times over 3 days, feeling like I was dying. And then that summer, just having a moment with my kids across the country. And I was like, I think this is the avenue. This is the way I want to do it.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, before we get into your playbook, tell us a little bit more about the passion aspect of your business. I feel like that's something that I want to understand a little bit more about. What is gardening mean to you in terms of expanding that, either outside of your city or maybe even worldwide? Like what is the driver that kind of keeps you moving forward on that?
Yeah. So I didn't garden growing up. And in high school, I developed a food addiction. So I was, you know, in that camp where I wanted to be skinny. And I also, you know, wanted to eat every time I felt sad. And so in high school, you know, your emotions are up and down. One day the boy likes you, the next day he doesn't. And so I would find myself at home, like either starving myself or stuffing my face. And I just had a really unhealthy relationship with food. And it tormented me because, you know, unlike other addictions and things, you know, maybe if you're an alcoholic, I know it's hard, but like you can like avoid eating, you can avoid alcohol altogether. When you have a food addiction, you have to eat, you know, like it's just part of your, you can't keep living if you don't keep eating. And it was tough. It was really tough. It was something that was on my mind every minute I woke up, I was awake. And in my college years, it got worse. And then in my early 20s, I was definitely still battling it. And so as I got married, as I had my first kids, I started thinking obviously more about the future and then also thinking about their food, what they'd be eating. And my husband and I started like doing research, watching documentaries. And I happened upon a book called Animal Vegetable Miracle. I read this while I was nursing one of my kids. And this lady, Barbara Kingsolver, she's a novelist and she eats locally for a year. So they eat food that's grown within 100 square miles of their home over 1 year's time. And that book, I think I probably read it in like 2 days. It was so interesting to me to watch the way this family interacted with food, grew their own food, bought food from local sources. And it just awakened something in me that was very healing. And I started like through my own kind of course of working through my food issues. I had learned that like one of our biggest problems with food in America, especially, but just in like industrial nations, is we no longer have food attached to physical activity, right? So like in an agrarian society, you can't eat if you don't go outside and pick it, right? You know, like you wake up, you do your chores, you're out and you've got the sun on your face, you know, you're tending your cows or whatever, you like feed your chickens, then you get to have breakfast. And so, you know, same thing for lunch or for dinner, like there's this very amazing cadence of time outside, time with the sky over your head, like really relating and connecting to nature, then eating. And instead, my food had never been like that, right? My food had always been like rush, open the bag as fast as you can, you know, check the to make sure it's fat free, you know, and then just eat until you're full. And so reading that book, learning that concept of that like food should be connected to physical activity and it should be connected to the cycles of nature. It started to do like a really amazing healing process for me, where I got to like just a wonderful place with food, where I saw food as fuel and as something, a gift that I can give to my body every day. And I learned to like not put things as like prohibited, but instead to focus first on what are like the really good things I can put into my body today and get as full on those things as I could. And then, you know, if I want to have some pretzels or whatever, like whatever, you know, that can go on top. But what matters most is getting connected to what nature's growing for me. So yeah, it started with my own story of just of healing and food becoming something I love, not something I'm addicted to, and something that I see as such a gift. And so it started that way. Then my family, right after we read that book, I convinced my husband to let us try to garden. So we started gardening. I was a mom. I told you four kids. At that time, they were really young, in diapers, toddlers, and I never got to go anywhere. You know, like I was in nap jail pretty much all day long. And so that little garden was a getaway for me. It was a place to go and to, you know, disconnect and to not be burning the grilled cheese and turning over the laundry, you know, and changing diapers. And you would find me, I mean, in those days, if you were looking for me, you could find me outside, you know, playing with my plants. And so it was a great place for my kids too, where they didn't compete. Nothing was a fight, you know, like there was plenty for everybody. It was just such a wonderful place for me to just take a breath, you know, and calm down and enjoy the moments. And so, yeah, it was a beautiful thing for me. And then when I read that book and realized, like, you know, a lot of things we do for ourselves are kind of selfish. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, yeah, I could buy this thing for myself, but I'm kind of spoiling myself, or not everybody should get this kind of thing. You know, like I can enjoy it, but not everybody in the world should have this thing. But the more I gardened, I was like, this is like basic. Like, this is like good for anybody. Like, I can't think of a single human being, like old, young, you know, somewhere in between, single, family. I can't think of a human being that wouldn't benefit from a moment like this in their day. And that's when I just got really behind it. And I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. Like, I can remember like doing like telemarketing in front of my bathroom mirror, you know, when I was a kid, like buy this thing. I thought it was like Tony Robbins, you know, I would watch Tony Robbins late at night and then I'd be like, buy my deodorant. You're going to want this, you know? but then when I became an adult, I was like, I don't know if I believe in anything enough to sell it, you know, because sales can be kind of eh. And so I was like, I'm going to have to really, really believe in something if I'm going to grow a business around it. And so, yeah, when it changed my life, and then I realized like, this is not just good for me. It's good for my community. It's good for the whole planet. There's no downside to this. I was like, all right, I'm selling it.
I love this. Well, I mean, it sounds like the journey you've been on has been healing. It's been beneficial to you as a person. I also love to talk a little bit about just the business side of things, if you will. What results have you seen since you started using Kajabi and started your course here?
Yeah. Okay. So this is funny. So, you know, my system is leaves, then roots, then fruit. And so when I realized, okay, I want to build a course, I was like, I should start people on the easiest thing to grow. And I had learned to garden. I failed in the garden. I told you, you know, I've killed a lot of plants too. And so I killed tons of plants. And my first success was salad plants. Lettuces are so easy to grow. They're small, they're compact, they don't demand a lot of care. And you cut them and they grow back. It's amazing. So I'm still teaching this system to this day. But back in 2017, I was like, I want to teach everybody how to grow salad. And it's still a passion of mine that we stop shipping salad. I don't know if you know this, but 98% of the salad grown in the US is grown near you in Salinas Valley, California. And it's shipped across the country. And there's just really no reason for us to do that. So anyway, soapbox for another story, another time. But my first course was called Salad Garden School. I mean, do you love it?
Yes.
It was $97. I recorded it in my living room. I just made slides and, you know, voiced over. And I took all these pictures of things from my salad garden. And it was a 4-module course all about how to grow salad. It's still a great course, actually. I should probably rewatch it myself. But just, you know, crazy. I told you I'm an intense person. So just as I was doing that, I was getting all these people asking me about my business because my business was really had really taken off, you know, in 2017. And so I was like, and I can also build a course to show people how to start a business. And so just as I launched Salad Garden School, I also launched what I called at the time Kitchen Garden Coach Society and sold that as a program where I could teach gardeners. So I launched both, and the big moment, I think it might have been March or April of 2018. My family, actually, we were moving to Chicago. So my physical business was really going to change. And I think, and I had a big launch. I had about 35 gardeners sign up for the coach program at the time. I think it was a $600 program. So what would that be? 35 times 600?
Terrible at math, but 3 times 6 is
18,000.
Yeah.
Is that $18,000?
Yeah, a little more.
Yeah. So I had $18,000 in my bank account and so many happy people because these people were starting businesses that they loved. And there are people who joined back then. They have those businesses now. They have businesses that are over 5 years old. It's crazy because they joined my program back then. So that was amazing. I cannot tell you, like, to get to help people and help them start their own business and then to make money myself in such a, I mean, that just to have $18,000 sent into your bank at once, it's pretty phenomenal. So 2018, that year, I did Salad Garden School and my coaching program. And then in 2019 is when I devoted to really building out my full system, and that's called Kitchen Garden Academy. And I wrote this book in 2019 as well. So I wrote the book and basically created the course to take the book to a different level. So I would take the things I could squeeze into the chapters there and then turn them into full-on videos. And then I re-recorded my garden coach program at the very beginning of 2020. So 2020 was a year when I saw a lot of success. Trying to remember what my numbers were, but I want to say by the end of that year, I think the company Gardenery that year in courses sold over 500K for those two courses. And then that was 2020. And then 2021 was my first $1 million year with Kajabi. So yeah, I am almost, so those are still my two, I did a membership in there, but really my two key courses are still Kitchen Garden Academy and my Gardenery certification program. And to date, I'm getting close, not quite there, but I'm at almost 5 million in course sales.
Absolutely amazing. You don't even know how inspiring this is, you know, for someone like me, and I hope our listeners as well, getting to get a taste of this, not only from you, but, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of other people who have done this across a number of different industries. And it is just absolutely mind-blowing. Let's dive in a little bit more into your social following. I'd love, since we're going to be talking about your playbook there, maybe just any I guess fun tips, like where did you start? I imagine at zero like all of us, but you know, where did you start when you had your business, kind of like when you started getting serious about so growing on social?
Yeah. So I started using it when I had my service-based business. I called it Rooted Garden. I actually did a name change to Gardenery in 2019. So I was using it mostly for that service-based business all the way to 2019, mostly just doing photos. I think I had 40,000 when I moved to Chicago. So 40,000 followers, that would have been the summer of 2018. And then I hit 100,000 followers in spring of 2020. So it took me quite a while to get to 100,000 followers. Remember, this is before Reels. So that was a very hard time to be found organically on social. You had to either have someone tag you or do a collaborative post. The way I grew then, I would run contests on my page. I did a weekly game where people would post and tag me and we'd pick a winner. I did take over Tuesdays where I would welcome other accounts to take over my account and share, you know, and just really highlight other businesses and people that are that I knew my followers would love. And I just did lots of collaborative things like that to get lots of community building. Community is social is social, right? And so the more social you can get on social media, the better. And so I just slowly built a pretty good community through Instagram there. And then 2020, I got shook by the video thing. I was not ready for the Reels update. I was still in gorgeous photos, aesthetically pleasing feed. And I was stuck there for quite a while. So the video thing happened in 2020. That summer, they released Reels and I had not really been on TikTok. So I wasn't ready for it. It took me, I would say, a good year or two to figure out Reels. So fast forward to 2022. So I used paid ads. In 2021, I learned paid ads, did a mastermind on learning paid ads in 2019 and 2020, used paid ads to grow my business. That was my first $1 million year was with paid ads. And it was great. It was pretty reliable until it just wasn't. And so the iOS update that happened in 2021 hit me really hard. And it took me probably a year to figure out, okay, how am I going to grow my business without paid ads? And I was listening to a great podcast episode with Ryan Holiday. I don't know if you know him. He's a Daily Stoic guy. And he was like, you know, I wouldn't do paid advertising. I would just make the best videos I could possibly make. And I would put all the money that I would use to pay for advertising and I'd put it toward making my videos better. And it was just like a, you know how you have those moments in time? It was just a moment in time where I was like, that's what I'm doing. And so so I hired a full-time videographer. She's actually here in the room with me right now, Molly. And I said, I'm going all in on video. I am going to post my brains out on video and I'm going to figure this thing out. So at the start of 2023, I had like 260,000 followers, something like that. So I hadn't really grown, you know, too fast over the previous 2 or 3 years. And by the end of 2023, I had 640,000 followers. So almost, you know, not quite, well, more than double, almost yeah. 3 times. And I doubled my business.
Wow.
I doubled my online business and I did it all without paying a cent for advertising.
Well, let's just dig right into this playbook on how to grow your social media in 2024 organically. I guess I've got one quick question before we dive into it.
Yeah.
How relevant are these tips that you're going to share with us to someone who maybe isn't quite in the 100,000-ish followers?
Yes.
Like, is it still for someone like me with less than 100 applicable?
Yes. I'm so glad you asked that. So I teach now a course. I call it the Social Sales System. And we have members in there who have, they're starting from zero and they're already seeing growth. So we have members in there with just a few followers and members in there with hundreds of thousands of followers. And the beautiful thing, Gary Vaynerchuk calls this the TikTokification of social media. And this happened after all the social media accounts watched TikTok take off because TikTok did something very different and they allow every video to stand on its own. So when a video comes onto the platform, they allow that video to be seen by anyone that might have interest, and then they gauge the virality from there. So you and I, when we both post on TikTok, whether I have 200,000 or you have zero, both of our videos have equal chance at the start. And then they base, you know, how many people they're going to show that to based on the first reaction. And so TikTok was the first to do this. Everybody else was gatekeeping, right? So it's like, well, we're not going to show Jared stuff because like he doesn't have any followers. But Nicole, she gets an audience, you know? And so all the other socials woke up to this and realized like, this is powerful. This gets more people on the platform. It exposes people to more accounts. It was just exploding TikTok. So Instagram did that. And that is the best news that anybody who's listening to this podcast can hear. You can start from zero and be huge in no time, but you have to put the work in. Like that doesn't happen if you don't post the videos. Sure. But any video you post has the potential to go big. And more videos, well, unless you're like amazing, right? But I mean, unless you're like a one in a million, but most of my videos don't do that great, okay? but it only takes a few videos to make it great. And so the same would be true for you. You're going to post a lot of videos, if you're like me, that are just going to kind of, you know, they just go out there and then they're just stuck. But then if you put the practice in, it's just like gardening, right? If you put the work in and you keep planting the seeds, eventually you get that one video that starts it. And I just did a podcast episode for my own podcast of my top 11 videos that went viral over the last year. I've had 16 videos go viral, over 1 million views over the last year. You know, but I've had 16 go viral with over 1 million views, but I've posted over 800 videos. Right. And so it's like, I think a lot of us, we want that impact, but we don't want to post that much. And so yes, this is the best news that any of us could hear, is that we all have a chance. And it's just a matter of putting the work in and posting the videos.
Well, I can't wait any longer. Let's just dig into the playbook. Take us through.
Let's go. All right. All right. So here's the deal. So this is the best part. It's not just about growing your social. I know everybody, all of us here at Kajabi, we're growing businesses, right? So social media is nice. It's a community. But for me, I'm growing my sales. Like I want to grow a business. I want to build a team. I want to impact the whole world. And so one thing to keep in mind about this playbook, this isn't just about like growing a following. This is about growing your business through social. Okay. So it's 5 steps. So the first step is to post the video. So we're talking very short videos here, 3 seconds to 1 minute long. I would cap it at 1 minute. Every now and then you can push to 1.5, but don't do it too much. 3 seconds to 1 minute, you are going to use trending sounds. So if you're not going to do a voiceover, you want to use a sound that has under 10,000 uses and is currently trending. So you can find it, and the more you teach the algorithm to send you those, you'll see them. This is what I find for my students with Wildly, is I show them the trends, but you can find them if you search. You want a sound that's under 10,000 uses, and then you can jump on trends. You know, if you see a video that I do, you know, that's about gardening, what do you want to post about? Tell me what your video would be about.
So my video, I actually did my very first reel ever last week. Yes.
Awesome. Progress.
So I have a little email newsletter on AI based image generation. So my first video was, I did baby animals because my wife told me that would be cute. So
I love it. I love it. So you're doing AI. So like you could take a trend, like I just did, I just did a video yesterday about my garden consulting. And I'm like, what people think I mean when I say I own a garden business. And I showed like a lawnmower and a weed eater and a blower. And then I said, what I actually do, you know, what I actually do. And then I showed myself in these beautiful food gardens, you know? So you could take that same idea. You watch me and go, oh, that was cool. She did really well with that video. And then you do that for yourself. So you would say what people think I mean when I say an AI generated image, and you'd show something really crappy, you know? And then you'd say what I actually mean. And then you'd show like the beautiful little baby animals or whatever.
I'm doing it.
Right. So you start to see these videos, you watch what's trending, and then you go, okay, how can I make this relevant for my audience, for what I'm talking about? And that's my, like, I don't scroll to watch social media. Like my husband will be like, did you see so-and-so? And I'm like, I don't look at social media for that kind of stuff. I just watch to watch the trends. And when I'm scrolling, I'm like in the explore page and I'm watching trending videos. And then I literally send that link to myself and I make a plan. Okay, I'm going to make a video like that, but for gardening. So that's the kind of video we're talking about. That's step one, make the video. You need to post every single day. You can post 2 to 3, 4. I don't care how many times you post, but you must post every day. And all the people who tell you, you don't have to, you have to. Okay. So hard knocks from Nicole. You got to post every day. And I would rather you post a bad video than not post at all. Everybody loves to argue the quantity over quality thing, the quality over quantity thing. You get to quality with quantity, and you are going to think something looks bad and your audience is going to love it. And you're going to think something looks awesome and your audience is going to hate it. And so you have to put stuff out there so your audience can talk back to you and tell you, nah, I don't want any of that. Send me some other stuff. So at least once a day, try to do it around the same time, and you're going to slowly build a community that wakes up, or, you know, goes to work or takes their lunch break, pulls out their phone, and they're like, hey, I want to see his next video about AI. I can't wait to see what he posted. You want to be like a news, you know, like you're like the news for them. You're like the newspaper. Like I see myself as I'm giving my people some news every single day. They can rely on me. I am a trusted source for them. And so I'm always going to have something awesome for them to look at when they look at their phone. That's number one. Number two, you got to have a call to action. Every video you put needs a call to action. I don't care if it's a little baby animal, you know, made on AI. You got to have a call to action. So you're going to say, hey, if you love this baby animal, then you got to get my whatever it is you're sharing, right? And you want to have some kind of we call it, you know, with Kajabi, like a lead generator. You want to have a free sample of your work. I call it samples. And it's just like the guy at the mall who's handing you the little pieces of chicken. You know, he's trying to get you not to go to Chick-fil-A and to come to his restaurant instead, you know? And so for us, we're trying to get people to come off of Instagram and to go to our website, you know, or to go a little bit deeper with what we're doing. So I always offer a free resource. It may be a worksheet. It may be a guide. It may be a video series. It may be a discount. Whatever it is, it's a call to action, and they can get it by using a keyword. So they can either DM me that keyword, or they can comment that keyword on the video. And that begins an automation that we do inside the DMs. So that's step two, is you have to give a call to action. And everybody listening, you're probably going to hear from other people that you don't need to do a call to action for everyone, and it's too salesy and whatever. Let me tell you, this works, and you never know when you're going to hit it with a video. And if you didn't put a call to action on that one video, you missed your chance. So don't do that. Always have a call to action, and always have something awesome that you're going to give them on the other side. So that's what we do. We give them some kind of resource. So in the DMs, that's where the third step happens. We offer them the opportunity to get that free thing. So they have to give us an email address or a phone number so we can text it to them, some way that we can give them the free guide and make sure they get it inside their inbox. So that's step three, is you deliver it. So make sure your people, you know, get that material. And the awesome thing is they've now given you a way to contact them and to be in communication with them. So you just took someone from a scroller who's just kind of wasting time and, you know, passing time. And suddenly you're going to get to help this person change their life. Like they're going to be a different person because now they have given you their email address or their phone number. So you get to follow up with them and help them take it to the next step. So then, of course, you're going to deliver that free sample to them, that free thing to them. And then what we do with Kajabi, with our online courses, what we found is the most reliable, the most steady way that we grow our courses is through live events. So we do webinars and workshops. We do week-long challenges. And so on the back side of our free offer, or the free thing that we've given them, we always invite people to the next upcoming event. And let me tell you, I know you probably have heard this because you're in the industry. I always heard you cannot invite people to a live event that's more than, you know, 2 weeks away. And let me just tell you, we have totally busted that. So we just had a live event in January. We had a three different webinars in January, and we started inviting people to this in October. Okay. So we started in October doing this on the backside of our free samples. And we had 22,000 people sign up for our three webinars. And we had, how many did we have come? We had over 6,000 attend.
Wow.
Yes. And so you can forget the idea that you can't sign people up for a live event, you know, more than 2 weeks away. We signed people up in October and they showed up in January.
Amazing.
So it was amazing. It was so amazing. And you guys can all do this. Everybody that's listening, have a live event, invite people to come to it. And then your live event is where you get to sell your course, to sell your program, to sell your membership. And by this point, this person knows you so well because you've been showing up every day and entertaining them with these awesome short videos. You've already given them a free sample of how you teach and what you do and given them a quick win. And then you get to this workshop and you take them even deeper because you're teaching like secrets and the three steps, you know, to do a certain thing. And then at the end you say, hey, like, if you love this, if you liked this, you are going to love my course, and we're starting soon. So come and join us. And so That's the fifth step, is you have that live event. And at the live event, you make an offer for this person, for the attendees, to take the next step and to get to learn your full complete system inside your course. And it's super powerful. We used this all of last year in 2023 for our two main courses. So all of our videos have calls to action. We get people to take, we even give away like little sample courses. That's one of our calls to action. So we'll give a sample course away, invite people to come to a live event, and then we end up hitting our goals for our course signups. And then we get to bring people through the whole program, give them tons of success, and then start the process all over again.
Amazing. I want to note too, like really quickly on that, like that response rate to your live event, or rather the show up rate, is really good, even for like just like that's what I, again, we've said it three times here, terrible at math, but like at least a quarter of the people.
Yeah, at least 25%. Yeah, it's really good.
And and did you happen to notice, just out of curiosity, did you see the like earlier signups, did they maybe not show up as much, or were you able to track that?
Yeah, we did. It's not exact tracking, but it was pretty evenly distributed among the different months of sign up. So definitely the highest show up was for people who signed up right before.
Sure.
But you and I both know the pain of that, right?
Yeah.
When you're like, you're trying to get ready to be on stage and to teach and to show up like your best self, and you're in the background at the same time trying to get, you know, hundreds of people to get the message so they actually come. And that's just tormenting. You know, I used to do that with paid ads, where you're just like dumping tons of money into paid ads, hoping they work, they break, Facebook shuts you down, whatever. And you've got your live event scheduled and you need to be working on your slides, you know? And so this time was amazing. Our goal was actually to have 15,000 signed up for the workshop. And we hit 15,000, gosh, 2.5 weeks before the event, or maybe two weeks before the event even happened. And so I got to just fully relax and prepare and make my slides awesome. It was just an incredible feeling, and so much better than doing all that so rushed at the last minute.
Yes, that's really exciting for someone like me. Like especially just starting out, like the concept of putting on a workshop when you have no audience, like I can't even imagine like in 2 weeks that I would have enough people to fill even a digital room, which has no physical space.
But if you gave yourself 3 months, just think about it. It's quite different.
Yeah. Well, one more time, just break it down to us, the five steps in kind of headline format.
Yeah. Okay. So here's how to turn your social media into a wonderful following that also turns into sales for your business. So first, you're going to post a video. It needs to be 3 seconds to 1 minute long, post every single day. For that video, you want to make sure that you have a call to action. The call to action is going to tell them how to take the next step to get a free resource from you. The third step is to deliver that free resource to their email address or to their text number that they've given you in your DMs. Then you're going to deliver that sample. And when you deliver that sample, you are going to invite them to a live event. The live event can be anytime in the near future. And you're going to make sure they come to that live event because you've now got their email address and their phone number. The fifth step is to offer the live event, do your best. And in that live event, you're going to offer the course or the membership, whatever online program you have, give them a time sensitive offer that they can sign up for during that live event. And then you've just turned that scroller into a sale that then gets to change their life and grow your business too.
I love it. I am ready to put this into action. Again, as I mentioned earlier, I did my first reel, and I will say I got one brand new, like, don't know who they were, subscriber to my newsletter out of it. And like, that was...
Yes!
Like,
that's huge!
I know.
An email subscriber?
Yes,
I thought you were going to say you got one like, but if you got an email subscriber, that's good stuff.
That's what I thought.
Awesome.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
I probably got... Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even check to see how many likes I got.
Yeah, the likes don't matter.
No.
Likes and followers are out. And comments and shares are in. That's what it is.
Yes.
No more likes and followers. We don't care about that anymore.
Yes, I love it. Well, take us just a little bit like back to business as a whole, as I've shared with you, I'm just kind of starting out. What advice do you have for anyone, you know, like me, or perhaps someone in our listener base who's considering starting their online business? Maybe they don't have that following yet. Maybe they are just in the early idea stages. How do you usually advise your customers to get the ball rolling?
Yeah, you just got it. You need to sell something as soon as you can. That would be my number one. Sell something as soon as you can. I train gardeners, you know, to be garden consultants. And now with Wildly, I train small business owners to grow their social and their sales. And the biggest downfall, the people who are the slowest to have success, they wait way too long to sell something. They think it has to be perfect. They think it's got to be A++. They think it's got to be polished. And they're just turning their wheels. They're just in front of their computer and they're stuck and they're comparing. They're looking at what other people are doing. And let me tell you, there is nothing that will move you forward in your business more than someone who paid you some money to give them a product.
Yes.
If you want to build a course, have someone prepay you for the course. The minute that someone buys that course from you, you're going to get right in front of that computer and that camera and you're going to hit record because they paid you for it. And so, you know, you owe it to them. And that's how I built my garden coach course is I had people pay in advance and I recorded week by week. It's so powerful. And I needed that because I was still running my service-based business, right? And so I needed that push. And so I would say that's the number one, sell something right away. Don't wait. And the promise I always make to myself, I think a lot of people say, well, I don't want people to pay me for something that's terrible. You know, that would be bad. And I say, well, just make a pact with yourself that it won't be terrible, you know? And if it is terrible, you'll give them their money back. Like, what's the worst thing that could happen, right? I pay you to do something for me for AI. You do a terrible job. And I say, hey, I want a refund. And you're like, cool, here's your refund. I just got paid to learn, right? I learned a lot. Now I'm ready for my next customer. And so you got to get customers. Customers are going to show you what's great about you, what you got to work on. They're going to tell you, this stinks. This is awesome. Do more of this. And so you got to start selling right away. That's my number one. And then my number two would be to listen to people's questions. So the questions they're asking you when you're out and about, the questions they ask you in the comments, they're telling you what they want. So those are little whispers of like, hey, if you made this, I would probably buy it. And so even when you make something and you get questions about your product or your courses, let those questions lead you. Like, those are the next courses you should build, or those are the supplemental bonuses you need to offer. You know, look at the things that people are asking and build those things for them. And then I would say the last thing is, don't be intimidated by people's objections. I think most people, especially in course sales, but in all sales, I've done lots of sales training for my teams, and everybody gets their feelings hurt, you know, when someone who's about to buy something says, oh, it's too expensive, you know, or I can't afford that, or the price is a little too high. And I'm just going to tell you, every single human being on the planet, they have these two excuses for why they don't buy stuff. They don't have the time. And they don't have the money. And so it has zero to do with you. And it's just about the human experience. So go ahead and just write down right now, everybody doesn't have enough time or money to buy my thing. Yes. Right? And we can just get that out of the way. Like, everyone has that excuse. And so go after it, right? Like, go after the objections. When I'm selling, I invite all of you guys listening, if you want to come sit down on my webinars, but when I do a webinar in the Q&A section, I go after the time and the money again and again and again, because I know they're just common excuses that we all use. And so I just go, here's a reason why you have the time, and here's a reason why you have the money, and here's another reason why you have the money, and here's how the money game works, you know. And you just have to accept everybody in their brain is going to think they can't do it. They don't have enough time and they don't have enough money. And it's not reflective at all about you and your product. It's just the human brain. And so go after that with your sales and with your videos. Go after that and hit it, like, just call it the elephant in the room, like, bring it out, say what it is, and then be like, hey, so, you know, what's your excuse? Like, why haven't you done this yet?
Well, Nicole, this has been an amazing value-packed conversation, and I want to wrap it up by taking it back to you for a minute. Tell us a little bit more about your business, any exciting plans, launches, books, videos, films, Holly, I don't know, what's going on that's exciting for you and your business?
Yeah, we have so many things this year. So if you want to get to see this happen, this system, this five-step system in real life, come check out Gardenery Co. on Instagram. So you'll see this literally happen every single day. I post a video, I do a CTA. We launch Kitchen Garden Academy 4 times a year. I do that with live webinars. And then we do our Gardenery Certification Program 3 times a year. And I do that with a kickstart. So at the time of this recording, we are about to start a kickstart in just a few weeks for the Gardenery coaches. And then for Wildly, I'm super excited. At the end of February, we're doing the Real Reels Challenge. You should join, actually.
I should.
And so it's going to be 5 days, and I'm going to guide you through videos that you've got to make for your business. And I'll be watching videos. We'll all be making really short videos together and growing our businesses. So that'll be with Wildly. I think it's the very last week of February. I just finished a new book. I don't think I can say the title yet, but it's about gardening 5 minutes a day.
Okay.
So it is for you too,
yes.
You know, because you said that friend threw your cactus out the window, and we've got to do some healing there. Okay.
I need it.
So that's going to come out. It's supposed to come out January of 2025. Yeah. And I'm just going to be putting a lot of more courses up on Kajabi because I love you guys.
Amazing. Well, huge, 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 huge. Thank you again, Nicole, for taking the time out of your day to share with us. Again, like incredibly value packed. I can't wait to put some of this into practice with my own little side gig / hobby. So thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. And I failed to mention, but we are Gardenery everywhere online. Gardenery.com is our website too, if you want to check out. And then Wildly Co. on Instagram and wildlyco.com if you want to check that out as well. Thank you for having me, and thank you for being part of Kajabi. Like, you changed my life, and the business that you work in on the day to day. I know it's like, it's a lot. I would told you, I remember watching tutorials that you made way back in the day. And so, your life's work means a lot to me, and I really appreciate all that you've created. And, it's made my life totally different because I get to build courses and share it with people around the world. So thank you so much.
I love it. I love it. Well, I don't think there is a better segue to the end. A huge thank you again to you, Nicole. A huge thank you to our listeners for taking the time out of their day, or your day. I should be talking to our listeners for taking time out of your day to listen to this episode. Thank you again. We will look forward to seeing everyone next time on the Creator's Playbook podcast.